Okay, the achad also kechvaya, the 11 stars. The achad also kechvaya. The she'if of Yosef for greatness. Yosef, what does it say about Yaakov Avinu when he heard his dream? The aviv shomares hadavar. Yaakov Avinu saw in this dream something very great. Rashi there says mitzape. Mitzape, Mosa Yovoi. I see in the dreams of my son Yosef a yearning for greatness to accomplish, that he should be worthy, that people should bow down to him. Not that people should actually bow down to him, but he saw, you know, Ein Chaloyim B'loy Dvarim B'Telem, that they should actually bow down, not necessarily, but the she'ifa, the yearning that you should be eligible, that people should bow down to you. Mosa yavo in mitzape, yearn, mosa yavo, the fulfillment of this dream. Okay, we came to shul, and we learned the last staff. Went in Adavim, we're Adavim Mincha, we have a shir, and we learned the last staff, Shas, wow. And we finished the last staff. And then they learned, it was Mincha. Ashrei Yoshev Veisach. Uvalutzioin, Vanis Filosi. They take on the Sefer Torah. And they learned, and they call up the Kohen. And the Kohen gets the Aliyah. And this is already, it's already almost Shkia. Hayoim Pona, Hayoim Yifne, Hayoim Pona, the Hashemesh Bo. The day of Shabbos is coming to an end. The last page is being turned. It's Shkia, and the whole Klal Yisrael. The scene probably repeated itself 1,000 shuls. Shir before Mincha, Mincha to short day, the Dan Mincha before Shkia, Mincha is 5 minutes before Shkia. Many people learned the last daf, Dan and Mincha, and they give Kohen the Aliyah. Vayomer, Yaakov says to Yosef, Yishavali, Vayishavalo, Vayishtachu Yisrael al Roish Hamita. Yaakov Avinu bows to Yosef. He bows down. Rashi, how could Yaakov Avinu bow to his own son? How could he bow? To Allah be'idna segidle. The fox in his time also gets the limelight. Yosef is a fox relative to Yaakov Avinu. And the fox also, you gotta give some credit. Yaakov bows down. What did they just slain? This pasuk is the chaloyim has come true. Yaakov says, Yaakov gave a musa to Yosef. Yosef, what do you think? We're going to bow down to you, all your brothers, and me, and your mother. Your mother died. Rashi says it refers to Bilah. And what about me? Well, I'm going to bow down to you. Well, your father's going to bow down to you. What, are you crazy? I'm going to come bow down to you. Where's the Kibbutz Avraham? What kind of crazy dreams you have? Yosef had a dream. The dream came true. Achad asar mi yodea. The last sugi of Shas is achad asar. Achad asar ani yodea. Achad asar kechvaya. The dreams. The dream of Yosef, that Yaakov Avinu, who Yaakov Avinu is Klal Yisrael. Shomar es hadavar. Klal Yisrael was anticipating, waiting, Masa Yavai, this Chaloyim, when will this dream come true? And what's the dream of Klal Yisrael? To be successful. Shleimos, what greater success is there when Klal Yisrael is Messiah and Shas? And what did we read in Klal Yisrael on the very last day of Shas? The dream came true. Vayishtachu Yisrael al Roish Hamita. The Achad Osar Kechvaya. the dream came true. Haloy davar. The Rebbeinu Shalom spoke to us. It's the Hashkacha Pratis that all of these things came together last Shabbos. And today is still a day to be yoinik from this Eitz Ratzon. Today, I said, is the last day of the Shivas Yimei HaMishra. Someone told me, it was the Chut HaMishulash. I took out that sefer from Rabbi Boylan, I published, in honor of the Siyam HaShas. And one of the things that, there's a lot of stuff there, I read through Baruch Hashem, the whole thing. And what I liked the most was the story from who's, I already forgot, who's the story, there's an Eitz Ratzon, someone came to one of the Gedolei Yisrael, I already forgot, one of the Gedolei Yisrael came for a bracha, and he told the person, come back later. I'm not ready to give you a bracha. And the person came back later, and he said, I'm sorry, I'm still not ready. Come back later. Finally, they came back a third or fourth time, he gave them the bracha, and they said, why did you delay? What were you pushing off? And he said, I worked very hard for a long time to learn something, and I was just about ready to make a seal. I know what you're asking me, and you need a very big Yeshua, and we need a lot of success, a lot of siyat d'shmaya. I wanted to give you the bracha at a time of an ace ratzayim. And there's no greater ace ratzayim than when you're messiahing an Indian in Torah. I wasn't ready, I was not yet finished. Come back in a few hours, I'll be finished. An emergency happened, I couldn't finish. So I told you to come back. I wanted to give you the bracha and an ace ratzayim. I told you the story the day before the Siyam HaShas. At the Siyam HaShas, two of the Rabbanim who spoke said the story. Okay, they didn't compare notes. The Agudah, with all of its coordination, choreography, and every little last detail was accounted for, this they couldn't predict. That two of the Rabbanim would say exactly the same thing. Obviously, this story is a very powerful story. And that is, it's a zman of an ace ratzayim. There are times in life when the heavens are open and you have an opportunity to be yoinek, to draw and be successful. Today is the seventh day of the Shivas Yimei HaMishne. Vayishtachu Yisrael al Roish HaMita. The dream came true. Let us accept this and yearn and be mispalel that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should look down upon us, upon Klal Yisrael, and bring for every person the frat and for Klal Yisrael the chlal, yeshuais, nefuais, nechomais, siyat v'shmaya, beracha, parnasa, gesund, for us, Klal Yisrael, for everyone, and merit to witness the Geulah and the Hera of the Yomei. Amen.